we're going to put up some words here, and there'll be some words that are quite familiar to you, or familiar to some of us. Okay. Because we've been thinking this week about how amazing God is, and we've been singing, one of the songs we've been singing goes, "You are the Lord God Almighty." And you might be wondering, why do we think that God is almighty? Why do we think that he's so amazing? Why do people turn up here every week to worship God? When, after all, he's made us to be like him, is there much difference, really? Yes, there is. And I've got three books here that will help us to think about some of the differences, some of the things that make God so amazing. So here's the first one. Here's our atlas. Okay, we get this out sometimes when there's a quiz on TV and we don't know where somewhere is, and we look it up. And sometimes we just do, when we want to decide where we're going on holiday, we just go like that. And the Central African Republic is really nice at this time of the year. Very good. But no, we don't tend to do that. But it is great to be able to look at the world and to be able to look at it in great detail. And you know, every morning, every Sunday morning at this church, we ask God to be with us in this place. But then so do the Christians in Central African Republic. And so do the Christians in Algeria. So do the Christians in Thailand. So do the Christians in Ukraine. Wherever you find Christians, you find people asking God to be with them. And amazingly, unlike us, where we would like to sometimes be in more than one place at a time, God is able to do that. What we call omnipresent. He is with us and with everybody else all of the time, wherever we are. And that is one of the most amazing things we can think about God, that God is the Lord God Almighty. Yeah, can we just bring up, that's it, very good. Let's have a look to see how amazing this is. Because when King David, on the next page, yeah, King David wrote his Psalm 139, he said these words, "Where can I flee from your presence, God? If I go up to the heavens, you are there. If I make my bed in the depths, you are there. If I rise on the wings of the dawn, if I settle on the far side of the sea, even there your hand will guide me. Your right hand will hold me fast." God goes with us wherever we are. And the God of all creation, the God who created this world, says, "I want to be with you next week, wherever you are, whatever you're doing." Whether you're not going to be at school, but you might be at college, you might be at home, you might be at work. Wherever you are, God wants to be with us. And there is the promise in the Bible. Jesus sent out his disciples. He said, "I will be with you to the ends of the earth. I will always be with you," he said. And isn't that wonderful that we have a God who promises to be with us wherever we are? If we ask him to, we just need to say the word and he will be there for us, ready to hear our prayers. But that's not the only thing that's amazing about God. There are all sorts of things. So we know that he's omnipresent. He's all, he's everywhere at every time. This is my appointments diary. It's for last year. I like to keep these so I can see what on any given day I was doing, whether I was in school or whether I was at a church or doing something else. This is rather useful. But some of you might keep a different kind of diary, which isn't an appointments diary. It's a personal diary where you write down things that you're thinking, or write down things that you've done. You write down about the people that you've met and what you thought of them. you write down some of the things you've done. I used to do this years and years ago, and when Ruth and I got married, I gave in and gave her the diaries for her to look at, so she would know a bit more about me, and she still married me. I can't believe it. But I used to keep a diary, and it used to have all my thoughts in and everything. Actually, when it comes to God, he's all-knowing. He knows everything about us. He knows everything about our past, what's going on in our lives right now. He knows everything that's going to happen in the future. He knows all the good stuff that we don't mind other people knowing about, but he also knows all the rubbish stuff that we don't want other people knowing about. And even though he knows the rubbish stuff, he still loves us and cares for us and wants the best for us. You know, when we talk about God being omniscient, isn't it? Omniscient, all-knowing. Yeah, that, I'm looking across at Andrew, he doesn't know. omniscient, it means all-knowing. When we think about him being all-knowing, sometimes we think he's a bit like a computer, like Wikipedia, who just churns out all this information. But that's not the God that we know. The God that knows all about the world in which we live. The God who knows everything that's going on in our lives. The God who knows and wants to know about everything that's going on nationally and internationally, cares about what's going on in our lives. In my reading notes yesterday morning, it said, when we pray the prayer, "Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name," and on all that Lord's Prayer, we're not just praying that God will be with the situation in Northern Ireland or the situation in Ukraine, though those are important to think about those things and to pray about those things, we need to be praying for the things that affect us. There are no prayers that are too small for God. He cares about every aspect of our lives. Let's have a reminder of that. Let's see what, I think it's King David again in Psalm 139. He says, "You search me, Lord, you know me. You know when I sit and when I rise, you perceive my thoughts from afar. You discern my going out and my lying down. You are familiar with all my ways." God knows all about us, and he still loves us. That's what makes him so great. So we've got a God who is everywhere and all time. We've got a God who knows everything and knows all about us and loves us just the same. And then finally, we've got the God who is all powerful. We didn't use this book much this week, but it's the Book of Wonders that Scripture Union produced to go with the Wonder Zone. And it's my kind of science book because I understand it. I can understand what they're saying. It talks about glorious greenery. It talks about champion cells, the cells in our bodies. It talks about pleasing patterns of shells and honeycomb. It talks about enchanting electricity. It talks about sparkling senses, exceptional ears. Oh, Sam would like that one. Stupendous sound. Legendary light, all sorts of amazing things about the world in which we live. And God is responsible for all of them. The God of all creation, who put all of these things together, who came up with the laws of gravity and the laws of motion long before anyone else had the idea. The one who put all of these things in place says he wants to be with us this week and cares about each one of us. He is so powerful, so great. And yet he loves every one of us. Let's have a look at the final slide. For in him, the Apostle Paul says, all things were created, things in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or powers or rulers or authorities, all things have been created through him and for him. The God of all creation cares about each one of us. How great is that? If that doesn't make us want to stand up and sing and praise God, then what does? So God is all-powerful, he's all-knowing, he's all-present, he wants to be with us, and he loves us, he cares for us, and he wants us to sing his praises as we acknowledge him to be our God.